The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hi. What's your name?
Jason.
Hey. I'm a balloon. Bye.
Did you get my lunch?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
I'm Jason Sukanik. My penis is very, very important to me.
Jesus. We've got primetime stock watch next, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah.
A little format twist coming your way today.
Oh fun.
This ought to be good.
Is it going to be of the musical variety?
No, not of the musical variety, but I'm gonna throw a wrinkle in where I give you guys categories to choose from because I've got so much juicy audio today.
Oh, look at that.
Well, I would just...
going down.
We don't need to like belabor this, but... Mm-hmm. I was not prepared. I thought, you know, when we were coming into the season, I'm like, this is awesome. Oregon and Washington and yeah. USC and UCLA are going to be in the Big Ten. This is going to be great. And all these new environments and these different games. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Dude, the Big Ten is the lamest. I was not prepared for how lame this run has been. And some of it is scheduling because it used to be that the Big Ten had 10 and you would play all other nine teams. And if you think about the old Big Ten, or just not even that old, just, you know, the traditional Big Ten, Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin,
Penn State,
who else in there? I mean, now you have Nebraska.
Iowa would be thrown in there.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be a tough nine games, and maybe a Michigan State would be good, or you'd have a year like Indiana, and you'd have to play all of them.
Yeah.
But now, I mean... Oregon just got super lucky with the schedule. They have just played nothing but mediocre to bad Big Ten teams, and it is really boring.
I don't know about you, but I try to watch every Oregon game.
Ditto.
We talk about them, right? I even go back and I try to do the all 22. I spend more time in the NFL doing that, but I try to give some in-depth analysis and I try to pay attention to that. And then like when they're getting ready to play Ohio State, do the same thing for Ohio State. I'm really struggling with it this year. I struggle to make it through games. They're just not interesting. And I mean, the Maryland game
was kind of interesting.
I guess it was. Was it interesting?
I mean, it was almost a one-score game there at the end. I mean, they had two picks there that
there was just. But at any point, I mean, any point, did you feel that Maryland had
zero
any chance? Exactly
zero. I know that's the difference. The difference is that these games. I mean, you know, what was it? UCLA, like you said, 34-13.
Yeah.
Nothing happened in the second half.
No.
Ohio State was great. The Michigan State game, the Purdue game, the Illinois game, the Michigan game, and the Maryland game are all the same game.
Yeah.
They're the exact same game.
Yes.
In that you know the other team isn't going to win,
yeah.
but it's not like 56-0, but it's, but you also know that the other team isn't going to win, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's just more about how Oregon plays, and Oregon did not play its best football game against Maryland.
But I mean, for God's sakes, like the game's still technically in doubt. I think it was, 21-10 when they started running thick sixes, and they're just doing bits. Sorry, like you know that not even that Oregon and their coaching staff, who couldn't have been thrilled with the penalties and the sloppy play, and you know, it just wasn't a sharp game. I'm sorry, you're running bits. You're doing bits, which lets you know that they're not uber concerned with Maryland. They're just not. And so, like, I struggle. I just have really struggled to get through this. Now, if you're an Oregon fan, I think the year has been fun because obviously you're the number one team in the country and you got this swagger, and Lanning's kind of built this great culture around it. And then the Ohio State game was amazing. But my God, if you took out the Ohio State game out of this schedule.
Worst schedule in years.
Ever. It's just brutal.
Do you want their 2025 schedule?
Tell me it. Well, and we don't even know, because like normal years.
No, we haven't.
You know, I'm just saying, in normal years, like the Michigan game at Michigan should have helped buoy this up.
And that's why I'm
Wisconsin and UW.
Look, I'm not ready to just say that I completely overrated the Big Ten. I'm not ready to say that.
Yeah. Could be,
because
a weird year.
It depends on who you play. If Oregon played Indiana, Penn State, just happened to play Indiana, Penn State, and Ohio State this year, that changes everything.
Or if Michigan, Washington, or Wisconsin, they're all like 4-5,
or
5-4.
Nebraska would be another one that, like, if Nebraska and Wisconsin get their stuff together, and Michigan, I mean, they just won the title, so it's hard to pile on them. But if they're down this year, if those three schools right there can buoy the depth of the league, I think that's another thing. But my God, from basically this year, from six down, it's terrible. They're all the same, and they're all shockingly beatable. Now next year, Montana State at Autzen Stadium. So get ready for a barn burner.
Yeah, no one will be there. Kids aren't even in school yet.
Oklahoma State at Autzen Stadium.
I mean, you tried with that scheduling, but.
And then Oregon State at Autzen Stadium.
Yeah.
So there's your non-con. Okay, so here's what you do in the Big Ten next year.
Okay.
You go to Iowa.
Yeah, look, I'll at least say this about Iowa, who. Iowa's a good program, right? And it's an interesting destination. I'm not ready to write that off as another boring game, but it could be. I'd say I'm cautiously optimistic.
It's a fun trip, though.
Yeah.
It'll be cool to see them play there, play that style, or play against that style. But, of course, they've been playing against that style for 6 weeks in a row here, and they just pummel them.
Yeah.
At Northwestern.
No.
Host Indiana.
Again, who knows?
Yeah, it's hard to say.
You know, he could be gone after this year. I mean...
And Northwestern could be a fun fan trip just because you go to Chicago, and it's a guaranteed win.
Yeah. Host Minnesota.
Whatever.
Those are your first four league games.
Yeah.
Okay, then you get USC coming back to Autzen.
Yeah.
You get Wisconsin at Autzen. You are at Penn State.
That's fun.
You are at Rutgers. And then you are at Washington.
Well, I'll tell you what, man.
There's your schedule.
You got the makings. If USC's down, if Wisconsin continues to be down, dude, you got the makers of a real stinker.
It looks like last year it looks like this year.
But flip Ohio State for Penn State.
Ohio State for Penn State. And then kind of a tough one at Iowa.
Back-to-back titles. Who says no?
Not me.
Well, look, I mean, you win the Big Ten, you're happy, you get to the playoff, whatever. I mean, that's obviously the goal, and you feel like you're going to perennial be there. But, yeah, man, if I'm a season ticket holder next year, I'm looking at that, because the one game that I give a rip about is on the road, right? And that's at Penn State. You're asking a lot. You're asking a lot for me to go down and watch those sorts of games.
Hey, if Indiana, we won't know yet if they're good by that point next season, right? Because they're playing them early.
You're
so at least you think Indiana's good based on this year.
Well, suck it, Big Ten.
Yeah.
You're boring us.
It is not that entertaining.
Guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid.
Well, I mean, I'll take it a step further. Oregon and Ohio State, yes, all day. Indiana's a fun story. But if they get they could have lost to Michigan easily, and Michigan's not good.
Still think Indiana, like,
I know. Let's
they're getting ready to play Ohio State.
If Ohio State,
they're going to lose by double digits.
If Ohio State beats the brakes off of them, then I will stand on this statement.
There's two teams
that are worth two.
I think you can say that now,
because you know me. I've been saying it about Penn State all year. Just
two good teams. Meanwhile,
which
the SEC
reminds you, by the way, of the Pac-12. We had a lot of that. But at least in the Pac-12, like you said, at least we scored points. At least we got like...
It was more fun.
Yeah, Pullman in November was kind of a fun, like, uh-oh.
There were more landmines late in the season. There just were.
I think that's right. There were more landmines.
The bottom feeders in the Pac-12 were still feisty.
Yeah. I think we kind of talked ourselves into the Big Ten, the travel, and then the cold weather in November. Mm. You know, we talked ourselves into that. And tough, you know, but my God.
I just, all I know is like...
And some of these environments, by the way, they're overrated.
Yeah.
That they're playing in.
Yeah. The Penn State would be, Penn State next year would be cool.
Yeah.
Iowa would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, what was the other game going on with Oregon and Maryland that I'm trying to remember.
Well, my Jayhawks were playing right then.
I was flipping back and forth. And
it was the same time as like Alabama LSU.
I think it may have been Alabama LSU.
Which was not a good game.
Like on the couch. But, and then I'm also going to admit, I think at least twice during the Oregon Maryland game, I fell asleep on the couch. It was one of those where it's like, oh, what? Huh? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Stupid game.
Dozed off. I was like, it's, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maryland hasn't done it.
But hey, took care of business.
They did.
Stockwatch next on The Fan.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Well, you probably know by that open that it is time for our stock watch. Now, yeah. Buckley has done something wild today.
New and improved, I hear.
He is going to sing the entire segment.
No, that's not true. What we are going to do today is give you guys some options. I have more than four clips available, so I have some categories for you to choose from. They are Fighting in the Friendly Skies, Sprechen Sie Deutsch, What an Idiot, A Crappy Start, Dead Man Walking, and Not Show Friends, It's Show Billups.
Oh.
Like I'm going to go with What an Idiot for $200.
What an Idiot.
All right, this is Kirby Smart today. One of his players,
the Poper,
was seen jumping around the field after his team lost to Ole Miss. It turns out it was a childhood friend, but this is what Kirby had to say about that.
Yeah, what an idiot. I mean, just stupid. I didn't see it till today, but he's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. He grew up and played with there at Buford and knows him, hadn't seen him in forever, but just not real smart. But to be honest with you, I don't have time to waste energy on that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like my focus is on Tennessee. I'm not worried about that.
My son is an idiot.
It's bad. I'd cut his ass.
So that was what I was going to ask. Buy or sell, what Kirby Smart saw on video is grounds to cut a player.
I mean, you can't necessarily cut someone. And he doesn't play anyway. He's a third-string DB. But he was like a big, highly recruited guy. He went to Alabama for 2 years.
He's a white DB?
He's a white DB.
Just like Kirby.
And I wondered, because I looked him up, and I was like, dude, is this just some walk-on? If you haven't seen it, it is horrible. So Ole Miss storms the field. And literally, he is holding hands and arms with old
and jumping
people
up and down,
and jumping up and down, laughing, and I mean, jumping. I mean, it's.
But did you see what he said about it?
Yeah, I don't care. That it's a horse. Whatever.
Yeah, well, I think it's important for people that didn't. If you see the video, it looks as if he is celebrating the Ole Miss win over his team.
Yes.
What he said was, and again, this is just to add context to it. What he said was, I saw this guy, this old friend of mine, and I didn't know he was going to be there, and I was so excited to see him that I was jumping around out of joy of seeing him.
Still a bad look.
I'll tell you. I don't want to be the knuckle-dragging idiot. If I was his teammate, he would have been punched. I've told the story about, and I'm not necessarily proud of it, but I beamed a kid in the head with a Snapple bottle. We got our ass kicked by Syracuse. And that, I mean, we got beat bad. And he wore a Syracuse hat on the airplane. I was like, are you kidding me? And he goes, what? I bought it with my own money. I said, I don't care. Take it off. We just got our asses kicked on national TV. He wouldn't take it off. I took it off of him. Like, you just don't, I have no tolerance for this. Like, I mean, and you're a third string DB. Dude, get the F out of here. And boy, like, I would, if and that kid can apologize all he wants. I'd be very interested in what his teammates had to say about that. Because if I see that, and I'm one of those senior leaders, dude, that kid's got bigger problems than people on the internet trolling him. That's just,
do we need,
that's ridiculous.
Do we need the what an idiot as a drop?
I'm sure we do.
Drop
yes.
worthy?
Yes, I think so.
I feel like it was.
Yeah, especially anything related to Georgia or the SEC. What an idiot.
Well, yeah, like, what an idiot.
That was like the Chauncey Billups thing, dude. If you sleep well after that one, your season may have just gone down the tank and you got embarrassed. Again, you got your asses whipped by Ole Miss. And someone said, can you not have friends? Of course you can have friends. You know what? I can see a friend and give him a hug and not jump around and celebrate with 15,000 fans that just stormed the field.
Wrong time, wrong place.
You know, it's just, it's, you don't do it. You don't do it, especially when you're an afterthought. You just, you know, you're basically a walk-on at that point. You don't do that.
All right, you guys want to go with fighting in the friendly skies, Sprechen Sie Deutsch, a crappy start, dead man walking, or not show friends, show Billups?
I'm guessing let's go with Billups there.
Well, the Blazers were only 1.5-point underdogs to the Memphis Grizzlies. They lost by 45. This is what Chauncey had to say after the game.
I mean, it was just embarrassing, to be honest with you. We were soft as hell the whole game. Nobody really fought. It was just embarrassing for everybody, you know. That's just not who we are, you know. It really isn't. There's no excuse for that. And you have a lot of rough nights in this league, obviously. But I don't even care. It just wasn't even that, you know. It was like our guys just showed up because they had to be here but didn't want to play.
And then that was followed up by our own Danny Morang asking what his message to the team was, and he had this to say.
I told him that anybody that sleeps well tonight, you're a loser. It's just that simple. You're a loser. You sleep well after this one, you're a loser.
So, less than 10 games in, we're in this territory right now. Buy or sell that Chauncey is auditioning for his next job in the league already.
He wants nothing to do with this team. He's in an unfair spot.
I don't even know what he's supposed to do. Is he supposed to lose? He's supposed to win. And you really can't win with this group.
He's
so
supposed
like,
to lose.
He's supposed to
and
lose.
And that's the hard part. That's why he is in a can't win situation.
Yeah. There's a difference between like playing hard and not having the guys to win. And I was, I unfortunately, that was the only game I've been to this year.
Oh, you went to that?
I went to that.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
you didn't pay, did you?
No. Wait, no, my the BTJ had her company had.
Hey, the BTJ. Here. Did you see the NBA's BTJ?
Dude, this is what I'm talking about. The only time that crowd.
That guy was great.
The Blazer crowd, the only time that crowd came alive is when Memphis put in the little Japanese guard Yuki. I'm telling you, he was the most popular player in that building last night, and I sat there and I was like, how does that feel if you're a Blazer that every time that dude touches the ball, the crowd goes freaky nuts for him?
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.
That was as bad a vibe and a performance as I've ever seen.
Well, I'm going to buy it because I believe that he... Look, this is complicated. We're going to have to do a whole segment or two on this because it's getting really hairy.
Yeah, I really don't know what he's supposed to do. And
here's the thing. Chauncey Billups is, I think, capable of being a very good NBA coach. I really believe that. I think that dude is an alpha. I think he is he was a hell of a player, and I've seen the teams, some of his teams, play the way he really wants them to, and it's good basketball. That said, when you have no support and you have no roster, and you have really no input on the players that you're coaching, and then, oh, by the way, management just hangs you out to dry and does not extend your contract, you don't... I don't know what he is expected to do. Now, you could say, all that said, even the players that he does have, they should they shouldn't show up like that. Like
a shorthanded Grizzly team.
You should not play like that. And I agree... He's the coach. He's in charge of that. But at the same time, I just don't know how, when you're in his situation, how you could get consistent, a team this bad with this few players, to get consistent effort like that. It's just, I don't know. I think he is in such a tough spot, man. I don't I don't know what I would do if I were him, but I do think that you're onto something, that he is auditioning for his next job. I think he's going to get another job. And because I think the Suns wanted him in the offseason.
I don't know why they didn't let him go.
Yeah, they didn't let him go. And it's just like, but then they're also not supporting him. So what are you, what message are you sending to this guy? He is a pawn in the game, and I think it's really hard for him to do anything well when he's a pawn in the game. So I have sympathy for him, but I do buy that he is
And then I also think there's a trickle-down, because if he's a pawn in the game, then don't your players know that he's a pawn in the game? And what do they think they're supposed to be doing?
That's what I'm saying.
And, that's when you see a shorthanded team that gets beat by 40.
Correct.
Or against a shorthanded Memphis Grizzlies team. Also, fun
he's
note,
been neutered.
My buddy was live betting that, and he took the Blazers, and I believe 31.
Plus 31.
Plus 31.
Thought they'd make a little run, did he?
Yeah, it was tough.
He didn't know Yuki was coming at him. Dude, that guy was great.
It got us to stick around to the end. We're like, come on, come at never. We thought there was a run coming.
And listen, I don't want to pretend like I saw the game. I just saw the highlights. Yeah. And all the only highlights that were good were the Yuki highlights.
Dude, they loved him.
That guy's 5'8".
They loved him.
And the Blazer fans were going nuts. Like, get this guy in here.
I'll sell some tickets, by the way. On a Sunday night this early in the season, that's a rough crowd. A lot of empty seats.
But at the same time, if you're the Blazers, again, this is why we have to do a whole segment on this. Do you fire him? Because why?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's no reason to fire him.
You're trying to lose.
I mean, he's been instructed.
And yet they've won some games.
Weird situation.
I know everyone's upset now, but, I mean, this I'll is what you want. You just don't want it that bad.
It is a weird situation.
Lose, but not embarrassingly. Like, it's tough.
It's tough.
Probably have time for one more here. Fighting in the friendly skies, Sprechen Sie Deutsch, a crappy start, or Dead Man Walking?
I don't want to Sprechen Sie Deutsch because I refuse to talk about the Panthers and Giants.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that's what it is. I won't do it.
Audio of Hockley speaking in German.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. I want nothing to do with
the others?
That game.
Let's see. Dead Man Walking, a crappy start, and Fighting in the Friendly Skies.
I don't know what a crappy start
should we do
mean,
that?
So let's try that.
We'll take a little potpourri here.
Okay, this is new interim Saints head coach, Darren Rizzi.
The Rizzler.
How his tenure as a head coach started.
Guys, so this is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, get down here to Superdome. I go in the head coach's locker room, which, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning. I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clog the toilet. And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended. And so we listen. I'm like, okay, this is not really a great start to the day. Here we go. And so, I'm not really feeling like a head coach of an NFL team right now.
Oh, my God.
That's the Rizzler, dude.
Wow.
Did you see him? Have you seen him?
Yeah, I watched the end of it.
His facial expressions. Is there a more special teams coach in the history of the NFL than the Rizzler?
He's very football-y.
Oh, my gosh.
And did anybody else, were you watching the very end when they won?
Yes, yeah.
Did anybody else think he got hurt when he was?
He did get hurt.
Was that what that was?
We have audio of him explaining that if you'd like it.
Yeah, he got a stinger.
Okay, wait, before you play it, if you didn't see it, he's jumping around celebrating.
Yeah.
And he starts grabbing one of his players, and I'm going like,
it looks like he had a stroke.
He looks maimed, but then he's like talking to the player, and then they hug, and it's like, well, I don't know what happened there.
Like, he does look like temporarily crippled or something.
Here's what he said about it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. I yelled at Peyton Turner with 30 seconds left because he's celebrating before the game's over, so I screamed at him. And so he's spraying water, and I ripped his ass, quite frankly. So when the game was over, he wanted to get me back. So he came up to me, and I wasn't looking. He jacked me in the back, and I got a history of stingers. So my left arm went completely numb.
Punched.
Literally went completely numb. So I'm sure the video has me like this. I'm like, I'm looking at my thanks a lot, Peyton. So I'm fine. I just I got a little C5, C6 going for years from the old – sound like the old guy, but I am. That's what happened. My whole, literally, he gave me a stinger, for lack of a better phrase.
Ouch.
I couldn't feel my arm, so my balance was screwed up. I'm fine. All the other stingers I got in my life, at least I saw them coming. I was prepared for them. This one, if I'm going to get hurt, holy cow.
Dude, one of his defensive linemen jacked him in the back on purpose. And I love these. Like, that means, those two have exchanged blows multiple times. Dude, I'm sorry, but I declare the Rizzler now to be the best thing going right now
he's
in the NFL.
You know what he is? He's the new Rich Bisaccia.
He is the new Rich Bisaccia.
Just the face that guy was making on the sidelines. Oh, my God.
And what you're buying or selling, buy or sell that even with your first win as a head coach, you didn't need to share the toilet bit.
Yeah, it's a bit much. That's...
You know what, there was no, we didn't need like, that. The Rizzler volunteered.
The Rizzler has no filter. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you want to know how my
day
was?
Here's a fun humanizing anecdote. Just, everyone's like, what?
Just clogging toilets. Just clogging toilets.
Yeah, that's rough. We don't. It's like when my wife tells me that she pooped.
Yeah, just kind of keep like, that one. I don't. And style that one back.
I don't know what you're doing. I don't care. But don't, you don't need to announce it.
Is that ever? Has there ever been someone that has announced after their first like head coaching victory or just game? I clogged the toilet.
Yeah, let's power rank the top five toilet clogs by football coaches. I don't know of any others.
I think that's gold, silver, bronze. That's the whole kit and caboodle.
Gee, many Christmas.
Dude, that guy's the Alabama football of coaches clogging toilets. Holy
He's
cow.
He's great.
The Rizzler.
All right, Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. More than you ever wanted to know about that runaway Arctic fox. Here's Buck.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Emojis.
Hello. Once again on a Monday, way behind. November 11, 2024, time for In the News! I'm your Notre Dame panel. Thank you.
My house.
Thank you. It is brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Veterans Day.
Yes. Shout out to all the vets out there.
We almost said it at the same time. Mm. Can you believe that?
In stereo.
It is also Metal Day. Like heavy metal.
Like heavy metal?
Yeah, all like right. Mike Lynch Music Day.
Shout out to all... Well, that's more of a death metal. Because you got your metal like Motorhead, Metallica, and then you get into more of like...
He doesn't celebrate Metal Day?
I don't think Mike particularly liked metal. He found it not nearly screamy enough. Mike liked, he liked to write a tale
back
in the Valhalla kind of metal.
What?
It's like a... Ooh, ooh, ooh. You could celebrate the vets with metal music. There you go.
So we've got the update on the Arctic fox that you wanted.
Yeah, what happened with that?
You know, the famous Arctic fox.
Yeah, we found it, and it was like all sickly, and
nobody knew what it was. Yeah. But then they determined it was an Arctic fox, and it was being held against its will
illegally
in captivity.
Sort of scofflaw, Tiger King.
Cute
sort of
little
thing. That was adorable.
The fox is a girl, and the Bird Alliance of Oregon has confirmed that it is doing well.
I just love that the Bird Alliance is involved in this.
Yeah.
Hey, someone's got to step up.
Damn. That's right.
This is their Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is.
And she is in good health. They said that the young fox had lived her whole life in captivity, which is illegal, but that means that she would not be able to survive in the wild. So they say that they are looking forward to finding her a home in an appropriate accredited facility with help from the Oregon Department of Agriculture, who will somehow be involved.
Yeah, well, there's got to be some sort of sanctuary thing, right?
They say that she's very smart. She is food motivated, like most canines.
Canines?
Yeah, apparently.
You can't say I knew that.
The first time we put her in a large enclosed area for exercise and enrichment, she found and ate all 12 mice that were hidden and stuffed inside other things in less than 5 minutes.
Just
God.
So she's a bit of a butter hog. She's kind of a pig.
She'd come to my crawl space.
Yikes.
Let her loose in my crawl space. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
If I was a climber. If I was uber rich, I would do that. I would set up some kick-ass like animal sanctuary.
Would you?
Yeah, I think like
see you doing that.
Yeah, if I had just an S ton of money and I would only do it for animals that were like this, I would, you know, that have nowhere else to go because some other D-bag basically entrapped them and they can't be released. That chimp crazy show on HBO, the Tiger King version of the chimp, the one chimp ends up, someone did this, where there's this beautiful giant sanctuary where they get to run free and be with their own kind. And I would do that if I had a bunch of money.
She loves to climb. She's great at that. And they say that she is drawn to the smell of urine of other animals. So they spritz fake raccoon pee on things.
She gets
all excited.
She loves
about
the raccoons.
She's like that. Yeah, she likes that.
She come hang out in my backyard. I got raccoons.
Mount Hood Meadows is saying that they will be opening their lifts on Thursday.
Oh, all right. I won't be there, but to all you snow bros that are ready to crush some fresh pow-pow, let's go.
This will be the earliest ski season in 15 years. A soft opening. Let's see, Thursday is the 15th? Is that right?
Yeah, it's the 11th now.
Friday then, right? Let me look at my calendar.
Okay, you just count ahead. Tuesday would be the 12th.
Friday.
Wednesday the 13th. Yeah, Thursday the 14th.
Yeah,
the
one. It was faster. Beat you to it.
Or you could have just added four, but whatever.
Well, you were counting it so slowly that I had to go straight to the iCal to speed it up.
I had my abacus out. It was great.
We figured out that Friday is November 15th.
Have we? Is indeed... Yeah, we've
confirmed.
Have we settled on that?
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, soft opening.
All right. I don't know what that means again. Like,
I don't know either. I think it just means that, hey, ski, but if you die, it's not our fault.
Yeah, that's what that means.
It skis, right? But it's kind of crappy skiing conditions.
Like, well, above average levels of snow.
Right.
What an idiot.
Conditions are powdery. And they say that they're gonna get to going here.
Now, with no confirmation about this whatsoever, the text line is in saying that the Mount Bachelor also open on Saturday.
Yeah,
which I believe, according to the iCal, there, that's the 16th.
That's the 17th.
You don't ski, do you?
I haven't skied in a long time.
It's been a while.
But I used to love to ski. I used to love to ski as much as I love to now golf.
Hmm. You were the skier, you were a tennis guy, and now...
Mm-hmm. Now nothing.
Now nothing.
I like to drink.
There you go. Well, hey, you got to trade one hobby for another. I always thought that was probably the best part of skiing, was the lodge afterwards, right?
I got to get my wing fixed here.
But you're right. Few adult beverages are better than the one following a day on the ski hill.
It's one of the best beers.
Yeah. It's one of the best beers or cocktails around.
Yeah.
Because if you go to like, I go Mount Bachelor every year. We snow machine for a while, and you go up to that the lodge there at the on the mountain. It's fantastic. Go in, get warm, get a little lubed going. It's good times.
Well, my golfing career is on hold. I've got a rotator cuff issue.
That really is going to put a damper on the tennis as well. I'm assuming.
Well, I'm a lefty.
Oh, I'm hurt.
I can play. I can play.
Dan Lenny would tell you it was a choice.
Well, I can play tennis. I'm telling you, I'd probably be pretty effing good at it.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
But golf, can't swing a full golf club right now.
It's no good.
I see the ortho on Thursday. I'll let you know.
Fingers crossed. Big Rob going in for the operation?
You think he's
going
to put me under the knife?
You've got to kick him off the tour.
Dude, rotator cuff surgery for the Ropper.
I don't know.
I'll tell you, it sucks.
We'll see what he says.
It's terrible surgery.
Yeah, no, I think I'm just going to tell him to screw off.
I got a sling for you. You can, you know, I'll save you a couple bucks.
What if I walk in and just be like, what's going on with my shoulder? And he's like, you have a torn rotator cuff. Then I shove him down and run out.
Well, I don't think you need to shove him down, nor do you need to run out. I think you can just say thank you, but no thank you, and walk out.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know. I'm just going to rehab it. I'm sure it'll be fine. Coming up next. What about first grade sex ed?
Seems a bit early.
How do you feel about that?
Seems a bit much, but...
Do I have a story for you?
Oh, boy.
Next on The Fan. All right, we are careening toward the Hot 5 at 5. I've got one more story for you here on In the News, November 11, 2024.
Well, my.
I'm going to have you guess what jurisdiction this happened in.
Okay. Is this local?
It is in Oregon.
Okay.
An elementary school teacher is on administrative leave after showing first grade students a sex ed video. The video...
So she did this on her own.
She's decided randomly.
Wait. Why are we deciding that this is a female?
Yeah.
I don't know. We shouldn't be.
Yeah, you... Yeah,
I may have misgendered.
Yeah, maybe walk that back a little bit there, fella.
Why did they do this on their own?
The video titled, Help Kids Learn Why It's Important to Keep Private Parts Private, was shown to first grade students. While the video is animated in a more child-centric way, the video ends with discussing touching one's privates and the act of which feels good.
Bathing suit parts, don't go touching in your bathing suit parts. What jurisdiction?
Yeah, so where do you think that happened?
This has a real Multnomah County vibe to it, right?
Like, oh, really?
Yeah. I gotta believe, you gotta be a certain kind of... You gotta be a certain kind of person to think that that's appropriate. Because I don't think the any of the right people, like, out in the country, I don't think they want sex ed at all. They do the don't ask, don't tell thing. Now, this is Multnomah County. This is right in our backyard.
Springfield.
Oh, all right.
Down in Springfield.
A little
outside of Eugene.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense. I was going to say, this has hippy-dippy written all over it, though, right? And I can see, I don't know why, but I'm picturing a white lady with dreadlocks. That's where I'm going with this.
Parents received an email from the district's elementary level director, Joyce Smith Johnson. And everything I've learned on this story is that Joyce is not to be messed with.
No. I see the video here, yeah.
And she said, last week I learned that your student watched a health-related video that was not age-appropriate nor district-approved. To ensure you have accurate information, the video shown in class highlighted specific parts of human anatomy and shared that sometimes people will touch themselves in private.
I kid you. So I'm watching the video now.
This content should never have been shared in your child's classroom. I am sorry your student viewed this video.
It does appear it's animated. And all I know is there is a... There is a very hippy-dippy lady animated in the middle with what appears to be a small Latino child and a shy elephant. And they're all holding hands, or in this case, holding trunks. That is where this video starts.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the small child is getting ready to go into the clinic of the elder hippie lady. Boy, this video is something else. They showed this thing to a first grader?
First graders.
Yeah. Boy, I bet there were some questions that day.
God. I would love to hear the questions. Okay, kids, any questions? Take off your shorts and dunk me.
I just love that the title of it, it's okay to touch your genitals.
Wait, that's the title of it?
That's the title. That's the title of the movie.
Wait, so it's not about other people, like...
No, it's...
It's about you doing...
It appears that the title of this... Because I saw a link to the story and someone linked on YouTube, and it does appear to be that the title of it is It's Okay to Touch Your Genitals.
I thought it was more along the lines of Don't Let Anybody Touch Your Bathing Suit Parts.
It's just letting you know that it's okay to touch yourself in the bathing suit parts.
Huh, okay. Does that make it...
It's
slightly
just
better?
So creepy. First graders? Come on. That's what we're doing?
Mm.
And why is there an elephant in it, for God's sakes? Why are you making an animated video called It's Okay to Touch Your Genitals and you have an elephant? I mean...
I can think of a few reasons.
When you make that reference now, I think of that stupid reality show that you told us to watch with the people who they expose their genitals before the rest of the body. You remember this?
Yeah. Oh.
And the guy had the tattoo down there?
I'll say that's a great show.
That is a great show.
I don't know if I'd say it's great.
Called? It's on HBO. I think it's just called like Naked Dating or Naked in something or other. It's a dating show where you get to see their genitals first.
But and then, some dude had a massive trunk and he had an elephant tattooed around it.
Yeah, the dude was packing serious heat, and then above his kibbles and bits, he had a big elephant tattooed. And that
Naked
was
Attraction.
Trunk. Naked Attraction.
That's what it's called.
Dude, I'll stand by that. If you need like a half hour to kill, that's a great show.
I mean, it's nothing
show.
Earth-shattering, no. But it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of dong.
There is a lot of dong. But I'll tell you what, you find yourself being like, I don't know about that. I think I'd go with number two. You know,
I think the one takeaway from that show is, and they show all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
The one takeaway from that show is how different people view other people's bodies than me.
Yeah. Rob would be very judgmental.
Well, I mean, aren't we all? I've never seen so much dong in my life. It's the whole point of the show. It's like, I don't really like that. I'm going to move on to this next gallery.
They literally start at the feet and they work their way up. You see the face last.
That's right.
Yeah, you see
and they're pretty honest. Like they, they're like, look,
It's not really.
Partway through, you get to hear their voice, I think.
Yes. And then the face is revealed after you've already made. You don't get to see anything above the chest until you actually make your pick.
And they put ladies on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is in the news. November 11.
Hey, just remember, kids, it's okay to touch your genitals, especially if there's a...
I don't think you should be saying that.
Especially if there's a biracial person there and then an elephant for some reason. What is happening?
Never touch your genitals in front of an elephant. Words to live by.
Yeah.
November 11, 2024. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We have a late-breaking death in college football. And then a bunch of other
Are
cool
you doing
stuff.
The Jetsons? Eek or poo? Ah.
Yeah.
You're doing the George Jetsons song.
Taylor Swift.
I liked it.
We got cool, hot sports news next on The Fan.
I ripped his ass, quite frankly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.